This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time to be taken on a journey on the DJ Mac Travel Show, only on Plains FM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Douglas Mack, and this is the DJ Mack Travel Show on Plains FM 96.9. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. On today's show, we're not going to really talk about tours that I've done in the past or tours that are up and coming or anything along those lines. We're going to talk a little bit more local stuff. We're going to talk about Christchurch, Canterbury, and even some parts of New Zealand. So that's what the show is today, and we'll get started. So have we ever driven or explored parts of the Banks Peninsula area? So driving from Diamond Harbour to Port Levy on the Pigeon Bay Road. So this is quite a narrow road, and obviously you have to have your wits about you when you're driving it. And some parts of the Banks Peninsula are actually gravel as well. So you have to be aware of that type of driving conditions. So basically driving from Diamond Harbour, so from Lyttelton around the Lyttelton Harbour area to Diamond Harbour and then on to Port Levy and also to Pigeon Bay. So it's Pigeon Bay Road that you get yourself onto. That brings you up onto Summit Road, and then you can head down into Little Akaroa, so which is very, very steep. So you're sort of climbing up and down into the individual valleys that take you down into the bays. So we also travel around to O'Kane's Bay. So round to O'Kane's Bay, and we've also go through, so there's a bit of a correction there, it's Little Akaroa. So I always thought it was Akaroa, but actually looking on the map, it's Akaroa, which is spelt A-K-A-L-O-A. So the R is replaced by the L, and I always thought it was Little Akaroa, but it's not. So there we go. So we move along the road there, and we go to Corlaton. So that's Corlaton Road, and that road brings you round to into O'Kane's Bay, and that's sort of the more of the bay area of the area, and there's the motor camp at the other end in the bay, the beach, and it's all pretty good area just to walk around and have a look at. So have a bit of a stretch of legs and have a break. Obviously you can stop all the way along the line, make sure you're stopping safely. I'm not sort of on blind corners and sort of end up having a wee accident, because it is still a public road, and so you've just got to be very careful. There is the Maori and Colonial Museum in O'Kane's Bay, which this is well worth a visit. It won't take you long to look around. It's not a big place, but it does talk about the history of the area, which is, if you're wanting to find out some stuff about Banks Peninsula and the history, it's well worth it. Also, O'Kane's Bay is part of the Treaty of Waitangi area, that was where South Island Maori and the Banks Peninsula people basically signed the Treaty of Waitangi, and there is also on Waitangi Day there is sort of activities and events that happen out there every year. So that's well worth a visit. Definitely stop at the O'Kane's Bay store. Lovely lady there who owns that place, and she's really, really welcoming, and it's a real quaint little place to go to. So, right, so we're back onto the bit of a road trip here. So we go next from O'Kane's Bay, heading along Big Hill Road, and this is going to bring you out onto Cameron's Track. And once again, you're sort of heading towards Le Bon's Bay. So again, the road gets narrow and parts of it will be gravels. And yeah, once more, Le Bon's Bay is a nice place to visit. There's a lovely little church in there. And again, you can head down to the beach and you can see quite a lot of, there's different aspects of the environment. There's also a river that flows out into the into the bay as well. So, and again, it's in a valley, so you sort of drive down into the valley. Obviously, there most of these places are like no exits, so you don't really, you can't sort of, you've got to come back up out of the road again. So it's quite nice. And then, yeah, head up the valley up onto Summit Road, and then make your way along Summit Road until you get to Long Bay Road, which brings you down into Akaroa. So by this time, depending on what time you sort of left, I would be allowing at least 2 hours to 3 hours for the journey, you know, allowing to stop, take some photos and just explore the area out on your way to Akaroa. Obviously, at the moment, it is low season in Akaroa, so there's some places might be open and some places, you know, obviously might be closed because they're more seasonal. So definitely have a look around at the shops and have a look around at the cafes and maybe have a bit of a late lunch or an early dinner, depending on what time you sort of left Christchurch to get over that way. There is the Giant's House, which is a mosaic type place. It's well worth the visit. There's an art gallery and types of stuff there, and that's within Akaroa as well. So let's just have a look. It is also open seasonal, so but it is within Akaroa itself. There's fish and chips. You can head down to the local wharf or along the seaside there, or in the bay of Akaroa, and also there's the lighthouse. And the lighthouse used to, but was actually moved there, so it's not really a functional lighthouse anymore. It doesn't do anything involving navigation, but it used to be the lighthouse that was at the entrance to the Akaroa Heads. So you can drive out there if you want to, but that is another big drive, and it depends on how much time you've got. Once you're there, the lighthouse that's there now is just a standard sort of light. It's no longer manned, so it's all automatic. Obviously, if you go in high season or when the cruise ships are in, probably be aware that the place will be very busy if there's one cruise ship or even two cruise ships in. So there'll be a lot of traffic on the road between Akaroa and Christchurch. And so that's something to be aware of. So maybe have a look on some of the ship tracking websites. That'll give you an idea if there's ships in there. Also, I think the Littleton Harbour website will give you an idea of a cruise ship timetable for Akaroa as well. But yeah, Akaroa, as we're all aware, is a lovely place just to chill out at and just have a bit of a stretch of the legs and yeah, have something to eat. If you take a picnic lunch, you can stop anywhere along the way, but if you decide to eat in Akaroa, there is quite a lot of places that are worthwhile to explore. So the whole idea of what we're talking about here is to explore. You know, we're going to talk about roads and places. So Banks Peninsula is can be a challenging place to drive. So you've got to sort of just take your time and really just explore and be willing to stop and have a look. The Summit Road is a road that does get used a lot by tourists as well with camper vans and so forth. So just be aware that, you know, you're just cutting corners or making sure that you stay to the left-hand side is important just for your own safety. So on your return home, if you have time, so what we're suggesting you do is once you go from Akaroa, head to Devotials and head over the hill into Little River. But if you do have time and you want to do a little bit more exploring, there's Te Koto Bay, which is just it's on the other side of Akaroa. So you can see it from Akaroa when you're standing on the wharf, and you can normally see a big grey warehouse type looking building, and that is the bay we're looking at. It also, you drive past French Bay to get there, and it's again, you drive down a small valley and it comes down to a small beach. Now, that big grey building that you can normally see is part of World War II submarine base, which was never actually used in World War II. It was actually, by the time it was completed and by the time things were sort of ready to go, the war had come to an end. So I don't know a lot about this place. I haven't actually done any exploring here myself, but looking on Google Maps, the road comes to an end and there appears to be some form of a track that walks along to the site. Now, what I do know is that the site has got asbestos in it, and that's part of the reason why it's still sort of there, is because of the cost of demolishing it and pulling it down. So, but it is appears to be a track, and there also appears to be a beach and some buildings along there. So if you're feeling up for it and you want to go for a bit of an exploring walk, I'm assuming that you're able to. I think I'll have a look myself and get back to you with that if it is possible. But it looks like it's an interesting place to go to. And this is the building, the big building that we're talking about, is a building that you can see from Akaroa as you look across into that, across the harbour, and it's quite a big facility. So it might just be and sort of get yourself down there, read some signs, maybe ask some locals if you're allowed to walk along there, and definitely go and have a look if you can. Right, so moving on from there, driving back. So you've got Little River and you've got Burling's Flat, which is the small beach or batch huts that are just as you start to go up into where Little River is. So it's a very stony beach, and depending on what the weather is doing, you can basically you'll have issues with the southerly. So it can be very breezy, but it can also be very nice. But it's a stony beach, and it's part of Lake Ellesmere as well. So all of that area there. And it's, again, something else to have a look at. Just maybe stretch the legs again on your little drive around, a bit of a tiki tour. Once again, there's an old railway line that used to run from Christchurch all the way out to Little River, and which is now a biking and cycling walking track. And that can also be a good stop along the way. You've got Mochikaraka as well. Interesting place. The race course can be very popular on race day, but even just getting off the main road and just sort of taking a drive around some of the back areas of there, you can see some very interesting places. And I guess we're talking about being nosy, really. Also, if you get down towards the down to Leeston, there's also ways to get down onto the coast. And so you've also got Leeston, as we said. Southbridge is another interesting place to go to, and then you've got the beach areas and where the Rakaia River comes out and the Rakaia huts, and there is a public area there, so there's camping grounds and also just a place to view and all just interesting sort of old parts of Christchurch or Canterbury history. So definitely get out and have a look there. So we've sort of talked a little bit about Banks Peninsula and exploring that type of area. The next area we sort of want to have a look around it is in North Canterbury. So we always probably just travel State Highway 1, we go straight to Kaikoura. We're probably always on a mission to get somewhere. So normally if we're going north, we're going to Kaikoura, we're going to meet the ferry, we're doing something. So what we're talking about here is Mutunau. So Mutunau is a small beach community, and it's just at the top end of Pegasus Bay. There's an island off to the side. There is a river that comes out into there, and it's got a beach batch or sort of, it's a North Island thing, isn't it? So what is that called? They're called cribs, aren't they, in the South Island? So there's a lovely river that sort of flows out into the sea, and then there's a walkway or a beachfront area. So you've just got to be careful of the cliffs along the area. But again, there's lots of places to explore. So, get yourself out there, maybe have a picnic lunch, and then have a look around. So there's even places called Happy Valley Road. So, it could be sort of an interesting road to travel. And just go exploring. And you've also got the Greta Valley, and then you've got up into Waipara. And there's also wineries around the Waipara area and Waiau. So even head up to Waiau and have a look around up there and see what's going on after the earthquakes. The area was badly damaged by earthquakes, and the local pub, I'm not sure how that is going at the moment, but definitely there are places that are still open there. I know the local fish and chip shop is really good, and so definitely call in and say hello and have a look around. You've also got Weka Pass Train, which is in Waipara. So that's another good excursion. Actually, have a look on their website to see what days they're operating. They normally operate on a Sunday, and I think it might be the first or second Sunday of the month, but just definitely have a look at that. There's also lots of wineries around the area, and it's just another area to have a look at, just to explore. Also, if you don't do the train and you follow the State Highway 7 up the road there, sort of heading to Hamner Springs, you will come to where the Weka Pass train finishes, which is Waikerie. Now, this is another interesting place just to have a little bit of a look around. It won't take you long, but you want to sort of head up to the Pyramid Valley. And so some of this area could be quite interesting just to have a drive again and explore, because if we're flying from Auckland down to Christchurch, this is the area that the plane we're descending at. So if you're seeing stuff there, well, that looks quite interesting when you're looking out the window. This is a lot of the area that you are seeing as you descend into Christchurch, as it gets a little bit turbulent with the wind coming over the Southern Alps. So the other side of things, so we head up to Hamner Springs a lot for swimming and relaxation of all types, and maybe even decide to stay the night. But what I also suggest is that we try some different places. So in Culverton, there are some really neat little, there's some motel in Culverton. The hotel there is excellent place for a meal. And so, yeah, just check them out and just have a look around. So I know Hamner is a great place to go, but there are little places along the way that have their own little pieces of uniqueness as such. And so we should support these small motels or even hotels along the way, instead of just, I'm not saying don't stay in Hamner, I'm just saying there are other places to try out. Instead of going to Hamner, we can go all the way along the Lewis Pass and spend a night at Marua Springs. And it's another thermal sort of hot water pool area, but it's not as popular as Hamner Springs. It's just a little bit further. And make sure you take insect repellent. The sandflies there can be quite, carnivorous would probably be the best word to describe it. But yeah, definitely a neat place to go. And if you stay the night, you can access the hot pools as included in your accommodation price, and also you're not restricted by closing hours, so you can probably be down there at around about 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Probably be even greater if it was snowing or something like that, but it's definitely a nice place to go. So that's that area out there. So there's not a lot of there's places to explore. There's not a lot of roading, so you will cover the area quite quickly if you just sort of take a few turns and travel around. Also, you've got north of Martinau, you've got Cheviot, and of course, if you decide to go all the way to Kaikoura, that's a nice sort of a day trip, and then you can decide, we'll stay the night and then come back down through Mount Lyford and then down into Culverton, or even then over to Hamner Springs for a dip before you're returning home. So these are sort of areas that, you know, you can sort of plan. Have a drive that might take all day, or you just decide we're going to go to a certain place, stay the night, like Culverton, or even look on some for batches that are available for rent in Martinau or along the coast there. There's all sorts of just places to explore, so excellent places to be. And the next place is, if we head north from Christchurch, is out to Oxford. So Oxford is another neat little place. It's got quite a lot of things going on there. A lot of people have moved out of town and got lifestyle blocks and so forth all along that area between Kaipoi and Ringiora and out to Oxford. So there's plenty to see. And so we're sort of saying you can head out to Cooper's Creek and View Hill. So, yeah, again, have a look around. You're also going down to Sheffield and up into Springfield, and this, if you're going to head over to Arthur's Pass, and then get yourself up to, and there's a lake, Lake Life Linden, I think it's called, L-Y-N-D-O-N, Lake Linden, and that then heads along, I believe it's called the Linden Road, and that is another gravel road, and it takes you from the West Coast Road, and it'll take you all the way through to Lake Coleridge. So again, it's a gravel road, but it's worthwhile exploring, and then you end up in Lake Coleridge onto Homestead Road, and then head down to the power station. So again, if you've in the Coleridge, Lake Coleridge and the power station there is quite unique to Christchurch, because that is the first hydro, one of the first hydro schemes in New Zealand, And it also is a location of where Christchurch got its first lot of power from. So it's a fairly old power station, and the roller door is normally open, and there is a security fence, and you can see right into the power station, and you can see the turbines moving. So it's pretty noisy, but it's entertaining. Well, not entertaining, what's the right word? But it's just interesting, I guess is the right word for that. You can also head down to Terrace Downs. There is a golf course there, and there's a place for lunch if you wanted to have lunch. The Rakaia Gorge is not far from there, and there's some great walkways as well just to have a look around through that area. You enter onto the inland scenic route, which will take you round to Mount Hutt, and that'll also take you to Methven. There's also Hurata on the way, and Methven is a ski town, it's a tourist place, and there's the two famous pubs, the Blue and Brown Pub. So we can go there, have a look around. If it is in the summertime, it's also a nice drive to head up to Mount Hutt. So you can't always get to right to the summit or to the right to the ski area of the Hutt, Mount Hutt itself, but you can get up quite high there, and you can see across to Banks Peninsula and see the Canterbury Plains. So sometimes the road is closed, so you just take your time. It's gravel, obviously, and it's really nice. In summertime, I've driven up there in the summertime. There was a gate across, so we couldn't get to the ski field area, but we relatively got quite high up, and it was a really nice, sunny Canterbury blue, big blue sky day, and so it was awesome. We've also got Staveley, which is a little bit along from Methven, and it's along that same road, which is that inland scenic route. And then you can head down from that point. You can continue along if you wanted to, and that'll take you all the way out to Geraldine and out to Fairlie. So we'll go back to that area in a moment. But if we head down to Ashburton, there's lots of farming communities. So the State Highway 1, Ashburton towards the coast, another interesting place to explore. You'll find little communities, or communities that once were the hub of the farming district of the whole area before transport has improved so much with our cars and our roads and so forth. So you'll find little places that have obviously had a general store and were the part of the farming community and was the servicing area. So definitely have a look around there. Another interesting place to go to, and it's not so great, and well, it's still a nice place, but it's in the summertime, is head down to Lake Hood, which is part of is an old quarry area, and it's been turned into housing, very nice housing, and it's also got waterways. So it's sort of set up a lot like the Gold Coast type environment and have a waterway system. So you can have a house and you can have your jet skis and your boats and go skiing and doing water activities at what's called the Ashburton Aqua Park. So there's rowing and there's water skiing and jet skiing clubs and all sorts of things there. So if you go in the summertime, there's a lot of water activity happening on the lake itself. There are barbecues there as well that you can have a barbecue, and just a really nice recreational area. You can also head down further and go to where the Ashburton River flows out into the Pacific. So that's also pretty wild. And again, you can have a look at some of the environment around there. There are some batches or cribs down that way. And and once again, just take a bit of exploring. Go that way. Now, if we continue heading south and we go down State Highway 1 and we head to Hines and continue down to Temuka, and we've also got Geraldine, and if we want to go all the way down to Timaru, is another interesting places to sort of look at. So, but what I suggest you do is you get off State Highway 1 and you might get lost, you might end up coming back on yourself, you might waste a bit of time, but the whole idea is to go for a bit of a tiki tour and sort of do roads or travel in areas that you wouldn't normally travel to. So the main point what I'm trying to get at is that some of it might not work out very well. You might find a place that's basically the pits and what did we come here for. But the other thing is that you will learn stuff, and I'm encouraging you to stop at local hotels and have a beer or have a drink or just mingle with locals, even stay at some of this local hotel stuff and just sort of support these small little communities. You know, you're going to find some real treasures, and like I say, you might get lost, but that's the whole part of it. Make sure you've got a map, and make sure the GPS doesn't always work in all places. So yeah, a hard copy map is excellent to sort of work out where you want to go and what you want to do. And yeah, explore away. And you know, we're coming into spring soon, and then we're going to have a great summer. So definitely, have an overnight somewhere, and it might be just as simple as somewhere like in Ashburton or down in Temuco or just up in Culverton. It could be just anything, but it's something different, and it sort of expands your mind a little bit. So I hope you've enjoyed our talk today, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. So if you liked today's show and would like to hear it again, please go to plainsfm.org.nz and download the podcast by searching the DJ Mac Travel Show. Or if you would like more information and would like to talk to someone, maybe myself, then please call us on 0800 196633, and that's at Identity Tours here in Christchurch. Thank you, and have a good week.